In Italy, Sicily has pieces of architecture from Greece there, and it was much more preserved than it was in Greece. But before that, we went to Venice, where it is so expensive. People come here to see the sights, so everything has a jacked-up price.
Architecture was under construction, but it was cool to see parts of buildings, and it was cool to see stairs that led from the sidewalk to the water. Over time, sidewalks, roads, and foundations for buildings would be lost to the water. I did start to see excellent things there for food, though, like a caprese salad that was just cherry tomatoes with circles of fresh mozzarella with oil and spices, and fresh mozzarella sandwiches, too. We got off the train in Napoli, Naples, for us stupid Americans, and it was a very dirty town. No one took credit for it, nobody spoke English, and it's hard to guess what we were saying when they only know a little bit of Spanish, which is only somewhat similar to Italian. We tried pizza in Napoli, and it tasted like soggy cardboard. Street vendors had tables selling crap like belts, kitchen supplies, cell phones, and sunglasses. Useless stuff on the streets of an otherwise useless town.
And as soon as we got on the train to meet you, it got funny. I wouldn't expect less.
Once we got to Pompeii, John also saw a family of four on a scooter while we were there. So this was another chance to see how scooters were very common versus cars in this part of Europe. We spent the entire day after walking through town to get to the Pompeii ruins. There's a complete area of resurrected land from the ruins of this ancient city covered by ashes during the eruption of Vesuvius in the year 79 AD. It's an exhaustive tour of buildings where we could see kitchens, eating rooms, and Sicily to see Agrigento for sites where Greek ruins were preserved. We spent hours there in the sun walking around and taking pictures of anything. There were buildings, columns, and remains. We walked everywhere twice to make sure we saw everything.
One thing John noticed while we were traveling in Italy, he said that it's a dirty country. John saw one guy sit on the floor inside in the train station, and then the both of us even saw a girl throw her trash out of an open bus door on one of the stops as we were going to see the Greek ruins.
We were learning how to get around once we got to Rome. Every sidewalk in Rome was made of 3 to 4 inch bricks with no grout between the bricks, so it was very uneven.
There were no street signs anywhere near the train station, so we didn't know where to go.
But we made our way around, and it was cool to walk around the Colosseum and see all the gorgeous architecture.